A 36-year-old local man murdered late last week is being remembered for his kindness and love of animals. Christopher Forrester moved from Orillia to Midland several years ago for work, according to his father, Lance Forrester. "He's been out there doing his own thing," Lance Forrester said, noting Christopher worked with him for 6 years installing windows and doors. Christopher Forrester wasn't married and didn't have children, but he adored his pets, especially his best friend, a 10-year-old Jack Russell Terrier named Macy. "He loved animals and was great with them," Forrester said, noting Macy is now living with him at his Washago area home. "He was a great gardener. He kept to himself and wouldn't harm a soul." Forrester said his son attended Guardian Angels Catholic School during his elementary years and then Patrick Fogarty Catholic Secondary School in Orillia. Forrester said his son experienced issues with mental health and alcohol over the years, but had forged his own road to sobriety. "He fought it on his own and was 5 years sober this past September," Forrester said. Forrester said the police aren't telling them anything about what occurred between Forrester and the suspect, who he noted was his landlord. His grandfather, Leslie Forrester, remembers Christopher as someone who could easily bring joy into the lives of others. "He was always kind of a fun lad," he said, noting Christopher enjoyed karate and playing baseball growing up. The elder Forrester said this is the first of his nearly 30 grandchildren and great-grandchildren who has passed away, before adding, "This is a big loss for all of us." Friend Laura Nesbitt remembers Forrester as a man who always exhibited compassion towards others. "All I can tell you was he was an amazing person and would help anyone who needed it," she said. Police remain tight-lipped about the incident. When reached today, Southern Georgian Bay OPP Const. David Hobson wouldn't say what weapon was used in the slaying, only that it is an ongoing investigation. Hobson also declined to answer questions about the relationship between Forrester and Richard, Rick, Patrick, 65, who was charged Saturday with second-degree murder in relation to the incident and remains in custody. Police were called to a residence on Galloway Boulevard at 10:20 p.m. Thursday. Officers located Forrester's lifeless body outside the residence. The investigation is being conducted by the Southern Georgian Bay OPP Crime Unit, under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch, CIB, with assistance from the OPP Forensic Identification Services, FIS, Unit, OPP Regional Support Team, RST, for Central Region, and in conjunction with the Office of the Chief Coroner for Ontario. A post-mortem examination is being conducted at the Ontario Forensic Pathology Service in Toronto. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Southern Georgian Bay OPP at 1-888-310-1122. You can also contact Crime Stoppers to remain anonymous at 1-800-222-TIPS-8477, or submit your information online. Crime Stoppers does not subscribe to call display and you will remain anonymous. Being anonymous, you will not testify in court and your information may lead to a cash reward of up to $2,000.